From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The federal government today announced new measures intended to prevent terrorists from taking over aircraft or using them to attack the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security will require international air carriers to put armed marshals on certain high-risk flights. The directive applies to planes arriving into, leaving from, or flying over the United States. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The government says the move is needed to help bolster security on both passenger and cargo planes. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says the requirement will be imposed if there's specific information about a threat against a particular flight. If a carrier doesn't comply, it could be denied landing rights in the United States.
Specifically, we have requested that international air carriers, where necessary, place trained armed government law enforcement officers on designated flights as an added protective measure. These directives, effective immediately, are part of our ongoing effort to make air travel safe for Americans and visitors alike.
Ridge would not speculate on how often the requirement will be imposed. He said it will be dictated largely by intelligence. The U.S. has been on a heightened state of alert since last week, and officials are especially concerned about terrorists taking over flights originating outside the United States. Air France canceled 6 flights between France and the United States right before Christmas because of security concerns. The British government yesterday said it would put armed sky marshals on its planes when necessary. That move has raised concerns among British pilots. Jim McCausland is with the British Airline Pilots Association. He says the group opposes weapons on planes and has advised its members not to fly if they don't think a flight is safe.
If three sky marshals are going to be deployed in a particular flight, why is that happening? Have the security forces got intelligence that that flight is particularly at risk? Because if that is the case, then we would want to ask the question, should the flight be taking place at all?
The Pilots Association says government resources would be better spent preventing terrorists from getting on board in the first place. The International Air Transport Association, which represents almost all airlines operating international flights, also opposes having weapons on board. Germany, Israel, and some other nations have used armed marshals for some time, but Chris Yates, aviation security editor at Jane's Transport, says it's not clear whether they make flying any safer.
The problem with having armed sky marshals on board flights is that there is a distinct possibility that if anything happened, anything untoward happened on that flight, that innocent passengers will be injured or indeed killed.
Yates notes that flights to the United States already have hardened cockpit doors, and that raises more questions about whether air marshals are necessary. That same issue has been raised by aviation experts inside the United States, which has several thousand armed marshals already assigned to domestic and international flights handled by U.S. carriers. But U.S. officials defend the new directive as another layer of aviation security in case other measures, such as screening passengers and luggage, don't work. Ridge acknowledged that some countries don't have law enforcement officials who are trained to protect airplanes, but said the United States is willing to help.
We also have DHS inspectors who can and would be working with our aviation partners internationally to ensure that the kinds of protective measures we have requested actually were effective.
Ridge says he expects the current heightened state of alert, or Code Orange, to remain in effect at least until after the New Year's holiday. He says officials are as concerned this week as they were last week about a possible attack. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.